Okay, so.
You record as well.
Yeah, so just for those that are visiting or haven't been to a board meeting like this, we always, the state requires us to record minutes. And so we always record them and then they're upline. Is it going or is it talking back?
No, it was.
It's like Siri.
It's just saying that it's recording.
Okay.
The Zoom meeting.
So that way there's a record both with on paper and then online. So just for the record, it is Tuesday, it's the 29th. In the past, we've met on Thursdays, but the others of us were able to make it on the 29th. So let's go around and just do really quick introductions, because after this part of the board meeting is done, we'll do more formal introductions. So, you want to start?
Eulogio Alejandro, Executive Director of Esperanza Elementary.
And Cody Case, Board Chair.
Marty Banks, longtime board member.
Becky Kemp, Secretary.
Daniela Olson, founder of Esperanza.
Well, Figueroa. I'm a parent of one of the kids here. And member of this board now.
Don Fouts, I'm one of the founding parents of the school.
Juan Freire, long-term member too.
Esa Hilara, a parent.
Sarah Quiro, Special Education Director.
Ari Moreno, Administrative Assistant.
Okay, perfect. Normally we start with minutes from our company Red Apple, but we're going to excuse Brian Case. Did he send anything that he wants us to look at?
He didn't. Other than we are at the beginning of the school year, there really isn't much historical financial information at this time.
Over the summer, we approve everything that happened the year before, and then we always, and it always happens in June, and then we approve the new school year's budget. So that's already happened. So. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go ahead and do just action item one. Becky, our current secretary, would you mind just, I mean, we had such a quick board meeting on the 10th. Do you want to just review it really fast? And then
I would be happy
we
to.
We can vote on
I
that.
I can't get into anything right now.
Mm-hmm. It's on the back page.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I will be happy to.
Excellent.
Thank you. Sorry about that. So we met on Thursday, August 10th. And the members present were Marty Banks, Becky Kemp, Cody Case, and Juan. At that meeting, we weren't able to really discuss the financial report. This was an additional board meeting. We voted on and approved the early literacy plan. And let's see, what else did we do? All right. And then we had a discussion about the expansion of Esperanza. And we voted all in favor to move forward with the expansion, adding 50 more students for to have 7th and 8th grade, which is very exciting.
7th and 8th or 7th?
Huh?
Just 7th.
7th.
7th,
yeah.
Oh, we put over many years, you know, 7th and 8th over the years.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
And then, once again, we deferred looking at our Esperanza vision, but we discussed, I guess that was really it, because everything else was out of committee, so
and that
was
we,
it. And we had adjourned. It was a quick meeting. The actual meeting itself was quick.
Okay, so any corrections on the minutes you'd like to make?
I don't see any, no.
Okay, is there a proposal to accept the minutes?
Marty Banks moves to approve the minutes as read and as noted on the attachment to tonight's agenda.
I second it.
Okay, all in favor then?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, very good. Motion passes, and we'll go ahead and put that then to the state. Okay, you want to lead out with the UPACs?
We just wanted the board to know that we've been invited again to participate as members of the association, charter schools. Mm-hmm. And we've been members for a while, but it's fairly expensive. It's about $4,000. And in the past, we used to join because the 401k was through them. And we had to be members in order to participate in that program. And so we don't have a need because we are not part of the URS system. And I don't know if there's interest in the board being part of the Utah Charter Association.
I know that they offer a lot of trainings and nobody attends those trainings, so I don't really see the need to continue with UPACs.
It's expensive, it's $4,000 that we could, you know, do some trainings for ourselves.
Do they anticipate, are they pitching any major pushes to influence legislation that would benefit the charter schools in this upcoming session?
Esperanza Elementary is very different than most charter schools in the state. So a lot of times they even contradict what the best interest of Esperanza would be, in my opinion.
Do you think if we were or were not members of UPAC that it would affect our expansion?
No, that's totally separate. That's an association, and the state is the one that does the expansion.
Yeah, UPAC is a private entity.
Yeah.
Are other charters enrolled in the URS system, are they bailing on the association?
Not necessarily, especially the big ones. They have a lot of money. They've got 2,000 or 3,000 students, and so they don't see, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 being a big deal. And we don't either if we have an interest in participating, but I don't see the benefits. I guess that's the, we pay $4,000 for what?
Have we seen anybody bail on the association?
Not publicly that we know of.
And they just raised it from $6 per student to $8 per student, so it's more expensive this upcoming year.
Do our teachers have a 401k apart from them, or that was the only one that they had access to?
No, the URS system has their own 401k.
If we needed, so one of the benefits is the training they do. Mm-hmm. If we wanted to do some training, it would be more affordable to hire someone than paying this on a yearly basis. That we could hire someone even from them, or someone from the state could come for free, actually. I thought you mentioned in one of the previous meetings that we were not going to continue or something like that. So I saw that on the agenda, I was like, yeah.
Well,
sure.
And it's because I think that they're going to approach some of the board members.
Oh, so we prepared.
No. Yeah. If I say no, then they will approach you, the board members, and say, why are you not a member?
Another benefit is that they have a magazine, Charterology, but nobody reads it either, so. It's like we are paying for things that we're not really benefiting.
Well, forms and things that you have to submit through their system, or is that the state mm-hmm. system, but it says UPAC?
Yeah, everything, they are totally separate from the state. Mm-hmm. It is an association, it's private, it's a 501c3.
When does our current membership, for which we've already paid, expire?
October 1st, I think.
They already invoiced us. So.
Yeah, they invoiced us for the next year. And they will continue to invoice us, but I just don't see the benefit. And so, and I know that they will approach the board members.
Is this the, I'm trying to figure out, is there going to be a wave of departures? The reason why we're considering opting out is because we've joined the URS system. And we joined URS. What prompted our joining with URS?
URS is it has a lot of benefits for teachers. They have a pension plan so that when you retire after 30 years, you continue to get a paycheck for 60% of your salary for the highest 3 years of employment. And so that is a big draw for us. We haven't had a teacher leave our school to go to the district since we joined.
I guess my real question is, are those that continue to maintain their membership in the association, they're doing it for reasons other than benefits? Mm-hmm. Other than that retirement benefit that you just articulated?
The people that are staying with the association are doing it because they probably are getting some type of trainings that is relevant to them. And they don't do anything relevant to us because they don't share the same population. There's only about 3 or 4 schools like Esperanza, so they kind of don't have trainings that help us.
And if we, for whatever reason, learned that we're really missing out on something.
We could join
in a year without any penalties or anything.
I don't think that there's any penalties.
I can't imagine there being any either.
I read the materials, and yeah, there wouldn't be any penalties for to go back. Actually, we were not part of UPACS for the first three years. And then we decided to join.
Because they really, mm-hmm. they said, if you don't join, then you can't have the 401k with us. Mm-hmm.
And so yeah. We joined.
I'm okay with the idea of discontinuing it.
Okay.
I motion to, any other questions?
Well, any reservations?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or even, I mean, people who are not board members, you can also express
if you
any.
Have.
Yeah, if you have, you feel free. Okay, otherwise I motion to discontinue the membership with UPACS.
Marty Banks seconds the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, our last action item has to do with the special education policies and procedure manual.
Okay.
Just briefly, every year we have to update our policy and procedure manual for the special education program, and Sarah and her staff have been working on it and have done the changes necessary. Mm-hmm. Do you want to mention any of those?
Yep. It's basically just the laws that were updated this last legislation for SPED, and it's just basically updating the little bit changes in wording. Some of the bigger ones were the emotional disturbance category has now been changed to emotional and behavioral disability. So there were changes like that to be more inclusive instead of segregating certain populations, even within special education. And yeah, we submitted back in May for approval from the State Board of Education. And just last week, they emailed us back saying, you're approved, it looks good. We basically just had to change a few of like the procedures that we use, like combination instead of the RTI model. And now we just wait for you guys to approve of it so that we can send it back to them and say that we're good.
Are there any other changes that we should be aware of?
Nothing major, besides just updating like the citations to the new laws and just mm-hmm. very brief wordings.
I don't have any reservations.
It came out in the email, and you have any mm-hmm. questions I wanted to bring up tonight? Mm-hmm.
Okay, then I motion to approve the special education policy manual.
And I would second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
All right, very good.
Thank you for your work.
Okay. Sorry, who seconded?
You may.
I did. Yeah.
Thank you. It was great meeting all of you.
She's taking the
Thank you. Good to meet you. No.
Okay. I thought you were.
I'm just her backup.
If two people do the work, it's
really quick. Before we continue on, if I get a piece of paper and pass it around, I want to make sure I have everybody's name spelled correctly mm-hmm. for the minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah, I think they're on the front
page. You're fine.
Okay.
Right here.
Oh, Mira. The majority are up at the bottom where it says board candidates introduction. The only one that we're missing would be
Becky. They're here.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Except for
it's
her.
It's okay. I know.
Okay, good. Sarah Kiddos.
All right.
Sarah Kiddos. Okay, yeah.
And Ari, that's the hardest one to spell.
I know.
I have her too.
My sorry.
And, but you know, do you have Carmen's? Because Carmen is not here.
I'll put it in there. Yeah, okay. On the bottom. Here, so I don't think it's spelled.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I've met you before, but it's been a very long time. Yeah. I should have said I wasn't necessarily a founding member, but a parent.
You really
but I was
way
the,
back.
I was
yes.
You were very early on, my friend. Very early on.
We still hadn't broke ground yet, but.
Yeah, I know. So. Yeah,
I think she was in the committee, wasn't she? That hired me.
No, she was on the teachers' committee.
What? Did you go? Did you interview Aloha?
Oh, maybe yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what
yeah,
I
yeah, 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 yeah,
I just went out to the second. I went to like when, as soon as we started all the meetings in the library. That's when I started.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yes, wasn't there yeah. the other committees? Yeah, for hiring teachers.
Mm-hmm. And she did help with the teachers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So those that are visiting were kind of at an interesting. Change. We're an interesting changing point. Because we've grown, we've shrunk, we've grown a little bit, we've shrunk a lot. And so we're at a place where we've been looking for new board members, so that's why I believe all your interest is here. And so that will take place at the very, very end of our meeting tonight. The other thing is normally we have 2-year terms with executive board and officers, and with COVID happening, things just kind of passes by. So I have been in for 2 terms at least, maybe longer, I don't know. So we are at a place where we're going to take some nominations and then make some I'm trying to think. I said how it was going to work, but now I'm trying to think it through. So I think officially, just for the record, you make a nomination, and then it has to be seconded, mm-hmm. and then you take all the nominations mm-hmm. that are possible, and then I think what we'll do is we will just vote for chair, and then after the chair is set, mm-hmm. Trade whatever places we have, and then continue from there, and then we'll continue with our meeting. So I would open nominations for board chair.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a nomination. And after discussion with other board members and after consideration of relative contributions over time and abilities and demonstrated enthusiasm for the welfare and benefit of this institution, I'd like to nominate Becky Kemp as the chair of Esperanza.
Yeah. And I'll recording second.
I'll third it.
That's a one. To nominate her, but hey, you did a great job. Okay, are there other nominations that we have from
no.
the four board members?
No. She's getting it.
She's the one.
Okay, then do we need to officially vote if we have a first, second, and a third? Okay, then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, there you go. That's surprising.
I come over there.
I heard you.
There's actually a song
yeah,
about
that's right,
that.
Come over there.
All right, so then my question is, do you want to leave out, or do you want to take notes, or trade jobs?
Why don't I finish this meeting in taking notes?
Okay.
I've already started, and so I'll finish this out.
Okay, so then we need nominations for, do we call it vice chair?
I think
what is the word we use officially?
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes.
Están pintando la yarda, la carretera. Si pueden mover dos carros también.
Do you have any cars?
I do.
Okay.
¿Los que están aquí enfrente?
Sí, están enfrente nada más.
They're painting the road.
Oh, yeah, that's very important.
Which I was noticing the ground as I came up. It looks really nice. They've cut the bushes well. The water is nice and green. It looks great.
Yeah, I like that too.
Casi me estacioné ahí y dije, ah, mira,
pues verdad. Así, ya voy a tener aparcado también ahí. Que there's more pizza.
Yes.
Something else just as we're continuing on. So every year we always do a board retreat. And part of that is to get to know each other, see us on other sides than just this little table right here. But we also like to plan as far ahead as we can and we connect back with the original charter that was written, and then we try and project forward so that we can keep moving, right? This year, it was very unfortunate that Marty was the only one of us that was able to attend. It was mostly Esperanza board members.
Well, employees.
That's what I meant. Employees. And so as we are looking forward, part of the things that we have is there's a training that we have coming up that is really informal. It's just kind of a, I don't know if you know what's the word I'm looking for? It's here in my thing. It's basically a video you watch and just ask some questions, and it helps people know what working on the board looks like. They are called Ed Puzzles. Mm-hmm. And then we are planning between October and November a chance for new board members that we have and old board members to get together and kind of do the same thing. We normally travel. We take exotic trips, Ogden, Midway. Yeah.
Park City,
yeah. So.
Van Ness. For the record, that was a joke.
We kept pushing for the Mundial, but can't find it.
Didn't work.
So we'll do something in October, November to bring new board members up to speed and all that.
Yeah, but
kind
if
of
we're
stuff,
not joining
so.
The association, you got an extra $4,000.
Hawaii, there we come.
There you go.
Hey, we got tickets for $200.
Just,
we're going in December, no joke.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no joke.
Super cheap.
To the Big Island. So. Wow. Almost unheard of.
Is that the same guy that had run the association forever, still running it?
I don't know.
Steve, I think. You know what I mean? Can you picture him?
I know who he is. The one with the little bow tie?
Teddy Van something?
Van.
Yeah.
That's him still.
He's a very nice person. Yeah. I like him.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's still him. Yeah, the one with the pipe, with the skinny, with the bow tie. Mm-hmm.
You missed the plane to Hawaii.
Oh. Yes, we're going on a trip to Hawaii. That's why you were gone.
I'm all for it.
We need to, you know.
If the new chair approves it, then it's where it
goes. Strategic meeting, Hawaii.
Very strategic.
Okay, nominations for vice chair. There are none. That's it.
There are none. My recommendation.
You will do it all.
My recommendation, actually, I believe based on our discussions that we've had, I can't even remember now that what we've talked about.
Well, then I'll nominate Juan.
That's what I was thinking. I'm looking at Juan, like thinking, like, was it Juan that I? Because we are changing. I do recommend changing it. Marty has done a phenomenal job, but I second that. I would like to recommend Juan.
Okay. Do we have any
vice
other
chair
nominations? Juan.
Marty Banks seconds that motion.
Okay. Then all in favor?
Aye.
You're right, Juan.
Sorry about that. When you threw me off when you said no changes, I thought, wait a minute. I wanted to.
Nobody said anything.
I wanted to.
Okay. And then we have to have a secretary, and then there is a financial piece that goes along with that.
You're not getting a treasurer?
Treasurer, that's the last one.
We need
one.
A treasurer, okay.
Yeah. So, nominations for secretary.
Mm-hmm. So, we talked. Marty Banks, again, based on his familiarity with our practices, procedures, and our processes, and experience with the board, I nominate Cody.
Case.
Wow, case.
Marty.
You, sorry.
Just made the case.
Great Cody case as secretary for the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I second it.
I third it.
I'll do a better job this time and have you less stressed than I stressed him out a little bit last time. I've learned a lot.
So
all right, then all in favor. Yes.
Aye. Yeah,
aye. And don't worry, new members will also have be officers in the future, so get ready.
One of the things we just did discuss, since we don't have a treasurer at this time, was with the financial meeting that we have. I don't know how you guys meet, but because of the time when you guys do it, I'm happy to be there until we can get somebody appointed. Hopefully one of our new board members would want to take on the role of
treasurer.
Make their feet wet.
We meet an hour before this meeting.
On Thursdays?
Whenever you meet as a
oh,
board.
Okay. So
we just meet an hour before at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
That's what we've been doing.
That works for me.
Does that work for you guys for now? Just a temporary?
Sure.
And we're okay before next month if we nominate one next month and they can.
Okay. So Brian joins
you.
On
you
Zoom?
Actually join. No, he comes.
Oh, he comes
in person.
Oh.
Yeah. You actually joined a few times.
I've come
before
a couple times,
we,
yeah. Yep, exactly.
Okay, good.
Okay, just to keep things moving, let's go ahead and just turn the time over to Alofia then.
I don't have a lot, but I do have a couple of things I am going to share. I thought it was this stuff. I'm going to share my PowerPoint, but I can't find it. It's not on there.
Click on show.
Show all?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably at the bottom.
There we go.
There it is.
International. Go ahead.
Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Can you guys see it online?
Yeah.
Good. This is our new picture for the year.
Nice.
And we had a fun day. Was it our first day back to school when we took this picture?
I think so.
Yeah. You weren't here. But anyway, including the board, they were here meeting, and so we took a picture of the board. So.
Oh yeah, we did.
You remember that now, right? The assessment report from last year was finalized, was it Friday when I sent it to you? Mm-hmm. And this is the best that we've done so far. If you recall, the very first year, we had 30 points combined between the three scores. And now our lowest score is 30% in English, and then the other two are extra. So it together, combined, it's 105 points. This is amazing. Our kids are doing great. Our teachers are doing wonderful. We're very, very proud of everyone in our building. Enrollment is also very high. Our approved number is 525, as you can see on the bright green, 525, and we currently have 539 enrolled. Please recall that if we have 541, then they'll start fining us $8,000 per student, so we can't get close to the 541. So,
and refresh my memory, we're in our which year now?
10th.
10th year.
10th year, and that's why we brought you a pin. And we've got a pin for everybody that is here. It's a 10-year pin.
That was not a baited question.
We didn't plan it.
Ask you to set them up, huh?
No.
So you said you're fined 8,000 per student? Is that what you said?
Yeah. They if we go over 3% of our maximum,
okay.
So it's 541, our 3% allowance.
What prompted my question was the dip in the sixth grade. Any explanations for that dip?
Well, I think that one of the things is that they leave to go to their schools, because most schools are 6 through 8 around us. And so after 5th, they usually go to the other schools.
Yep. And also 6th, we only have 2 teachers.
Yeah. Is that 2 large or 3 small
classes? So we have to take 3
We have to pray to get down to 60.
Yeah.
we had 61, and we were having a hard time with the 61, because we only have 30 desks in each class. That's the maximum. And so, but if we increased to 7th grade, I'm sure we would fill the 2 classrooms. Mm-hmm. And we also have a healthy number of people on our wait list. There's 108 kids on there, and it'll grow through the year. Because we get people that want to come in the middle of the year, and we try to, that's why we have more than we're allowed to have, so that we don't enroll too many kids, especially in the upper grades. 4th, 5th, and 6th, we don't want to bring any more kids from the outside because they're way behind.
I'm sorry, the y-axis is what? IA, refresh my memory, GWL?
GWL is, what is the GWL?
I just remember the siblings.
The siblings is the SWL.
The GWL. Oh,
siblings with, okay.
Siblings of kids that are in the building.
Teacher is one of them, right?
Yeah, one of them is teachers on the waiting list. There's none.
I think the GWS is everybody outside.
Yeah, I think it's everybody. In TWS, it's kids of teachers.
Or general or whatever.
Yeah.
General. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look into that. I don't remember.
We forget.
There's also, maybe not here, but also board members can have their children automatically enrolled in.
That's absolutely right. They get priority.
Which, how early can you?
We fill the classes. Yeah, we fill the classes in February. That's when people sign up, and typically it takes what, a month
for kinder.
Yeah, mm-hmm. A month.
Yeah, we open in February, and by March, by the end of March, we're complete.
Tengo un nieto que ha
cumplido. Ah,
su mamá es de México.
Órale.
I wasn't sure if you guys were moving your
Tuesday
to Tuesdays now.
Mm, sorry.
So, do you want to?
Well, what we did was because there was only us 4, and we knew that there would be new blood, we wanted at one point we're going to ask everybody to go outside, and there's a little application here. On top, we're going to have you all write down whether Tuesday at 6 or Thursday at 6 would work. And we try and do 6 because if we wait any later, you guys have to be here forever. So,
yeah.
And then by the time people get out of work, 6 was kind of this magic number. But I know that one of us can't be here on one of the days. So we just need to take a vote and then...
Tuesdays, yeah. So, and yeah. It's, what is it, the second Tuesday of the month or...
I think...
We've gone back and forth.
That was the last Thursday.
Last
Thursday. Of,
so we'll no, it was Tuesday.
The... We were meeting on the second Thursday of the month.
Then we'll
be
second
Phil.
Tuesday. Yeah. Right.
And when we do that, then we can avoid Thanksgiving. And we don't meet in December and we don't meet in July.
Mm-hmm.
So
correct.
We meet 10 times a year.
And was Tuesday or Thursday impossible for someone, or was that Phil that we were accommodating?
We were Tuesday for years, right? And
we've done.
Flipped for
yeah,
with Phil.
Tuesday we moved to Thursday. I teach on Thursdays, and mm-hmm. I could. It will be on Zoom.
Okay. Tuesdays, I know, does not work. Adi has some responsibilities with her church and her kids, and so mm-hmm. she would not be able to come.
Do we have any other options besides Tuesdays? And
I mean, I can do Zoom. I mean, now that Zoom
right.
is available.
But your kids yeah. have to be here.
I mean, I could do Zoom in the car while I'm waiting for them, but, you know, but I just can't physically
be here.
What about Wednesdays?
Maybe you do a survey.
A poll.
Yeah. If we're all here, I mean, we can just... to fit it up.
What are your
Tuesdays are real tough for me. Wednesdays are great. Thursdays
Wednesdays
are great.
Wednesdays are work for me. Let me double check.
Wait a minute.
I can't do Wednesdays.
Do we want to just stick with the Thursdays we've been doing?
Well, I can do Zoom.
You can't do the second Thursday.
I can't.
And can you do any Thursdays or no?
I said
no,
Thursdays.
Okay.
Tuesday's a little difficult. Not impossible. I'm okay with Tuesday.
No, but she,
I mean, if my boss is okay with me joining Zoom, I'll be there.
But
I just
can't do it on the car because...
I would just, if we continue
have
to record through... If
well,
we continue to record through
that
Zoom,
would be difficult.
It's a big deal.
We can bring Sharon.
What about the rest?
Who's going to get our dinner? Who's going to get dinner ordered for us?
The secretary.
That's it.
That's the board secretary.
Like
he did
so
last
Becky,
time.
You
did last
know
time.
Tuesdays, right?
No, I'm fine with, honestly, with any day.
You told me one day was not going to work.
Change your mind? I think Thursdays just seemed like they were the hard. They were hard for me on Thursdays.
Tuesday would be fine for me.
Yeah, for me too.
For you too?
So
yeah.
Tuesdays are
right. Tuesday's fine. Tuesday, Wednesday, Monday, I don't even care.
Marty,
it's not Friday.
Said, you said what?
Yeah.
What?
I don't have a life, so I'll be here. I live here.
Wednesday is just still for us. Because when we have leadership, we'll be here from 7
oh my
to
gosh,
7.
7 to 7.
On what day of the week do you do that?
On Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday's at 7 a.m.
Tuesday sounds good.
But,
okay, Tuesdays.
Okay.
And which Tuesday are we going on?
Second Tuesday, we're saying? Second Tuesday? Or do you want to change it? Oh, I don't know.
I like that second Tuesday.
Totally fine.
That just means we're getting back together in 2 weeks if we need to.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
So, will we have things to vote on the next 2 weeks?
I missed you guys.
No, not in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. So perhaps it could be like...
6 weeks.
I mean, President, maybe we could look at some things from the charter and stuff that to get people up to speed.
Okay.
We can also do
each
kind of
one
like
of us four could take a quick little thing.
It could also be a training session for new board members
yeah,
in
like
2 weeks.
Yeah,
I mean, we could talk about the charter. Sure
we have to do that official one still.
Yeah.
So.
And the training, like the modules or whatever. The
yeah,
video,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then we could look at future
mm-hmm.
stuff in.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome. That was it.
So our next board meeting will be.
Oh, couple things. When is it that you remember that? In the past, you would do something similar, and we will look at each one of the a little more in detail. I was wondering if we could have, maybe in the next meeting or in November, a more longitudinal.
Oh, yeah.
Remember how
yes,
you guys did
yes,
it in
yes.
The past?
I have it. So we can have it from the beginning of the
right to see
of
how
our existence,
grown,
see how we've grown in Spanish and
yes,
in, yeah,
those.
We have.
I think you usually do it later in the year, right? Like November or something like
November,
that.
November, right around
okay.
November.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah. And the other thing is that Could we get a document, maybe in a PowerPoint, in a document, the distribution of the dual language program based on subjects?
We just sent a request for all the teachers to submit that.
Okay, and I didn't know. Okay, and great minds think alike.
Exactly.
No, we just barely did it, and they're uploading it to a Google folder. So we should have that. I think the deadline is this Friday. So.
Yeah, and since dual language is my specialty, I would love to take a look at it and and better understand and see how the minutes are allocated and how the 90-10 model works.
We'll definitely.
Perfect. Thank you. Could you put that on the minutes request for the dual language program?
The model allocation, language allocation to each of them. Yeah.
And the longitudinal test results. But that's coming anyway, so it's good to have it on the minutes.
So this is it. This is our meeting.
That's
pretty
it.
Quick.
That's it.
Okay, more efficient, folks. So we can go ahead and close, Becky, and then anything else will happen after that time. So
yeah.
So we're not. We don't have to record.
Do you guys all have pens, or do you need pens?
We have pens.
Oh.
We brought pens.
And you can
have.
Para que luego digan.
Por orden, te recuerdo.
Yes. Okay. Do you have a pen? There's a phone that you guys will have if you like.
Okay, so our meeting adjourned. What time is it? At
6:56.
Okay. Hey, I wanted to hit 7 o'clock.